Hi, this is Danny Ruderman, and welcome to the Extraordinary Teen Parent Audio Program, an opportunity for you to discover how to help your teen become the best version of themselves, do well in high school and actually enjoy it, and get into great colleges. Sounds like a big promise, doesn't it? But this program is really about giving you insider information as to how students can start doing better socially and academically, and how the college admission process really works. I'm also giving you some amazing tools that I have personally developed and learned from great parents, educators, and psychologists. So I want to first start out by thanking you for the opportunity to serve you. I have been helping teenagers for going on 20 years now, and I gotta tell you, this is probably the most excited I've been because I really have strived to put together the best resources that parents don't often hear anywhere else. Since I started as a public school teacher, I have loved working with teenagers, and for some strange reason, they like me. But I've also always been pretty good at talking to parents, and I think there are two main reasons for this. One, I tend to always see the best in a teenager, and I love nothing more than to help them discover it in themselves. And two, I empathize with parents on just how challenging it can be to raise a teenager, which is why I give suggestions based on how teens really work today. This means that whether your son or daughter has a 2.0 GPA or a 4.0, wants to go to a local public college or an Ivy, plays 4 hours of video games every day, or is trying to write the great American novel, I have worked with similar types of students and have stories that relate to every type of family. Now, of course, I wouldn't pretend to know your family dynamic, nor would I say that everything I suggest will work for you or your child. But I am fully confident that I can help you feel better about your child's opportunities for creating a worthwhile future and provide strategies that will absolutely help them throughout high school. So let's get started. The first thing you should probably know is that I have three fundamental beliefs. One, your child absolutely can get into a great four-year college or university. Two, the way for students to best get accepted into great colleges is to think big and become authentically interesting. And three, it's only college. Now let me explain where my beliefs come from and how they can benefit your child by starting with a story. A few years ago, I worked with a student whose high school college counselor told me on the phone that despite the student's good grades and test scores, he stood no shot at getting into his first choice of colleges. He just doesn't do enough extracurricular activities at school to make him stand out among other students in his class who want to go to the same school, he told me. But what his counselor didn't know was that this student did activities on his own that were outside of school. And he didn't do them because he wanted to look good for colleges. He did them simply because he was interested in a variety of things. So he collected fish from around the world. Yeah, fish. One year he set out to learn everything he could about chess, so he read books, played in parks, and became nationally ranked. Based on an assignment he had in biology, he wrote an article about teenage behavior that was published in a magazine, and he played four different instruments and began using them to make electronic music in his room for a couple of hours per day. The result? He got accepted into every school he applied to. In fact, the first sentence of his personal statement was, "The fish in my room are reproducing." Now, please don't think that your son or daughter has to do all these things, or really any of these things. No matter if your son is currently playing 4 hours of video games per day, or your daughter barely has enough time to finish her homework after volleyball practice, the tools and strategies I'm going to be talking about in this program still apply to you. I start with this extreme example because it illustrates that when students discover authentic interests and find interesting ways of pursuing them, not only do they get accepted into great colleges, they also open up doors to live interesting lives. So when parents ask me, "Will doing community service look good for college?" or "If my child attends a summer college program, will this look bad because anyone could do it?" or "How do colleges look at students getting a job?" The answer is pretty much the same for all of them. You see, it's not necessarily the activity in and of itself that colleges look for. It's how that activity allows a student to grow and develop genuine interests. In other words, if that job teaches a student responsibility and gets her interested in business, great. Or if a student attends a summer program on social justice and then comes back to school and creates a program to raise awareness of homelessness in his community, in which then he goes and presents to city council, well, that's fantastic. If an activity will somehow help a student develop new perspective, interests, opportunities, then that teen is learning about himself or herself. And by presenting how and what they learn to colleges, the acceptances will come as a side benefit. Now, I can hear you out there. my child has no idea what he wants to do. Or can't we just let kids be kids and not put pressure on them to do more and more and more? Yes, I believe we should definitely let kids be kids. And as you listen to this program, I actually advocate doing less with focus than doing more. And I'm also going to cover just how to help your child come up with interesting things to do that they can actually get excited about, even if they are busy or have no idea what to wear in the morning, let alone what they want to do with their lives. Don't worry, I've got you covered. But you want to know what's maybe even more important? It's only college. Now, for those of you who went to college, do you remember what it was like? Hey, I graduated from Stanford with honors, and I never spent so much time sleeping and playing Frisbee in my life. Now, that's not to say that college isn't challenging or that incredible amounts of academic and social learning can't take place there. But I believe that this kind of learning will happen at just about any college. Or another way of saying it is that students can make the most of any college if they want, public, private, Ivy League or large state school, the opportunities at all colleges are phenomenal. Now, I could cite all the statistics that show that the name of a college has no bearing on success level, income, or even happiness quotient, and they would all be true. At the same time, I'll get real and say that I found the benefit of attending Stanford was going to this school with incredibly talented, motivated students because that environment pushed me to think bigger and try more things. But after tracking hundreds of students over the last 18 years, I have seen that even when a student doesn't get into his or her first choice, the student ends up still being great. The key is to help educate teens on what was really available and then have them actually research different colleges so that they can find and apply to schools that match who they are and what they want. And this is my goal for you, to be able to help your children attend colleges where they can truly thrive rather than just choosing a school based on your child's classmates saying there's really hot guys at SMU or the football team at Michigan is sick. Now, my other big goal is to help reduce anxiety in your own minds about this process. Look, I get it. Not only are you trying to get a 17-year-old to manage what is an unnecessarily complicated process, but you will soon have to see your baby leave home for the first time. The fact that some parents feel trepidation about the process is completely understandable, and I'll provide some advice that I have collected from incredible parents over the years that may help. At the same time, anxiety around college admissions has also produced some false beliefs that I would like to address right now. Now, false belief number one is doing more activities, more AP, more honors classes, is necessary to get into good colleges. Now, I've already started to address this false belief already, and I'll continue to tear it apart throughout this program by giving you actual student examples of students who took fewer hard classes in order to maximize time that they then used to focus on 1 to 2 activities that helped them become the best versions of themselves. Classes and grades are certainly important, but as we all know, there's a lot more to learn about life than what can be learned in a classroom. And being authentically interesting is more important to top colleges than having a packed resume. Now, false belief number two. Students with less than stellar grades just need to work harder and apply themselves. Well, over the last 20 years, I've been blessed to work with teens as a school teacher, an educational therapist, a tutor, an SAT specialist, and as a college counselor. And over that time, I've developed a series of tools and strategies to help students do better in school, no matter what kind of student they are. Much of the time, it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter, especially if a student has learning differences or has challenges with note-taking, writing papers, or taking tests. There are ways to do better, and I will cover these so that you can help your child do better in school. Even if your daughter is a straight A student or your son is a straight A student, I can pretty much guarantee that they can still learn how to work more efficiently and get the same grades in less time with less stress. False belief number three. The college admissions process is a stress-filled nightmare that is coming to a home just like yours. Look out! It's right around the corner. It's coming for you! Sorry. If you have heard horror stories of moms and daughters screaming at each other throughout senior year, or friends of yours who aren't sleeping as they worry about their child's college essays, I can assure you that it doesn't need to be this way. By knowing what is coming well ahead of time and implementing a plan with your teen that actually makes sense to them, you can avoid most of the stress that visits most families. Even if your teen is regularly embarrassed by your terrible dad jokes, or simply says regularly that you basically know nothing, I've got some steps to help them understand that, despite your obvious adult deficiencies, you can still help them. So, whew, you still with me? Okay, you're doing great, and I'm almost done with this introduction. The bottom line is that I created this program for any parent who has a 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grader. I also created each session to build off the last, although you can certainly skip around if there are certain subjects you just have to hear right now. And yes, I'm talking to you, mom, whose son doesn't seem to ever want to study for the SAT. Along the way, I'm going to give you many suggestions, tips, and practical advice that I've also written out for you, along with the same resources that I use with my one-on-one students to walk you through this somewhat ridiculous time called high school and college applications. You can download sections of the corresponding guide associated with each session, and I'll also email you the full guide for future review. Feel free to take notes and write down any aha moments that come up for you. I want nothing less for you than to write me at the end of the program, letting me know how much it has helped both you and your teen. I'm absolutely committed to giving you my very best, and I thank you for allowing me to go with you on this journey.